Okay, volunteers, the bearded man said. He took his guitar out of the van and began playing some cheerful and familiar chords. Everyone take a heart-shaped balloon and start singing! We are volunteers fighting disease and we're cheerful all day long. If someone said that we were sad, that person would be...
Attention!
Interrupted a voice that seemed to come from the sky. The voice was female but very scratchy and faint, as if the voice were that of a woman talking with a piece of aluminum foil over her mouth.
Your attention, please.
Shush, everybody, the bearded man said, stopping the song. That's Babs, the head of human resources at the hospital. She must have an important announcement.
Attention,
the voice said.
This is Babs, head of human resources. I have an important announcement.
Where is she? Klaus asked him, worried that she might recognize the three accused murderers hiding in VFD. In the hospital someplace, the bearded man replied. She prefers communicating over the intercom. The word intercom here refers to someone talking into a microphone someplace and having their voice come out of speakers someplace else. And sure enough, the children noticed a small row of square speakers placed on the finished half of the building, just above the doctor portraits.
Attention,
the voice said again, and it became even scratchier and fainter, as if the woman with the piece of aluminum foil over her mouth had fallen into a swimming pool filled with fizzy soda. This is not a pleasant way to hear someone talk, and yet as soon as Babs made her announcement, the savage breasts of the Baudelaire orphans were instantly soothed, as if the scratchy and faint voice were a calming piece of music. But the Baudelaires did not feel better because of the way Babs's voice sounded. The announcement soothed the children's savage breasts because of what it said.
I need three members of the Volunteers Fighting Disease who are willing to be given a new assignment,
the voice said.
These three volunteers should report immediately to my office, which is the 17th door on the left, as you enter the finished half of the building. Instead of walking around the hallways of the hospital singing to people, these three volunteers will be working in the... will be working in the Library of Records here at Heimlich Hospital.